Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
It's Friday. We're here. Hope everything's going great. Hope maybe you had an early start to the weekend. You took half a day. You took a sick day. Like, you know what? My holiday week is going to start early. I know a lot of people are off next week. I hope you'll still join us. We'll bring the pumpkin pie. We'll bring the turkey. We'll bring the green bean casserole. Do you remember that commercial back in the day? It's like it was for Campbell's. It was, you know, everyone came to the door. I brought the green bean casserole. We brought the green bean casserole. And then they go to like the table and it's a table full of a turkey and the green bean casserole. Now, I've got nothing against green bean casserole. I'm not sure it's that good where we need everyone to bring green bean casserole to the door. I'm trying to find that commercial, but you know, it's not there. It's Campbell's literally has. Oh, here it is. Chris, could I have my mix, my boss mix up? Here's the ad that I was talking about. Maybe. No, that's a tree branch eating green bean casserole. But you get the point. Anyway, we'll talk more about dishes at Thanksgiving. That's really embarrassing when what you had queued up is not right. Anyway, speaking of what you have queued up not being right, what about the Buffalo Bills last night? I mean, you know, I already told you I don't like Thursday night football. I'm sorry, NFL. I don't like Thursday night football. I don't like the quick turnaround that the players have. I think Thursday's for college. I don't think professional football should be on Thursday night. I hate it. I was up past 11:30. And, you know, of course, I'm always Mr. Optimistic. I always think this is the drive they turn it around. And when they converted that 4th-and-27, I'm like, this is it. Here we go. Teams don't usually convert that and not win. But the Bills didn't, and you know, we could analyze and Chris, this is we should probably just replay the theme song and just get back into the show. We could analyze the game, but that's what they do over on WGR. And I know you come here for not analyzing the game. It was rough. It was rough. The run defense is brutal for the second straight game. They made a running back that most people hadn't heard of, a Pro Bowler. You know, you could put me there at 37, and I could probably get 5 yards. But I want to know, because here, you know, GR breaks down the X's and the O's. Here, I want to talk about your feelings. That's what we do. We talk about your feelings. How are you feeling today? We're at the end of the show. We're going to make this like Delilah, and I'm going to take your music request to make you feel better. Have you given up on the Bills? Are you checking out? Now, I'm not checking out. I'll never check out. They could be eliminated from the playoffs. I'll still be in my jersey at the game or watching the game, depending on what week it is. I have given up on the thought that they're going to be division winners. Last night, now, if they had won the game, I would have celebrated and I would have been asleep before midnight. But this is how losses affect me. I was up until almost 1 o'clock this morning. Because after the game, I came to the conclusion, I've accepted that the Buffalo Bills will not win the AFC East this year. And that the Patriots, who we thought were down for the count, who are going to have, you know, a rebuild, probably not a 17-year rebuild, but we thought they'd be down for a few more years. I have accepted that the Patriots are going to win the division. They have an easy schedule. I mean, you're playing a Burrow-less Bengals team. You're playing a Giants team that just fired their coach. I do think the Bills can beat the Patriots in New England, but now the Bills are two games back. Could the Patriots lose to the Ravens? Yes. But after last night, do I have faith the Bills are going to beat the Steelers? The Bills are going to beat the Eagles? No. Not at all. I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets gave the Bills a good game right now. So I still think the Bills are a playoff team. And you know, once you're in the dance, anything can happen, right? It's like, well, I'm never going to play the lottery. Why? You have to buy a ticket. At least you're in the dance. There's a better chance than if you didn't. I think the Bills, I think they're still a playoff team. You know, I think they will still win more. I still think they'll win a majority of their games remaining, right? They've got Cleveland. They've got the Jets. They've got the Bengals. I think the Bills will at least get three or four more wins. I think they'll be a wild card team. So I have not given up on the team, but I have given up on the division. I don't think the Bills are a division champion team. I'm also, you know, just a week ago, I sat here and said, how can you turn on the coaching staff? You know, where they're in the playoffs every year. They've turned this team around. 10 years ago, people would have been begging to be eliminated in the division or the or conference championship just to be there. Last night just, I think, exposed a lot of the issues the Buffalo Bills have. I think it really exposed what the front office either couldn't or didn't address in the offseason or at the deadline. I don't know. Again, I'm not talking X's and O's. That's GR's job. I can't believe you would run James Cook and on 4th and 1, run him again. Like, you didn't. It's not even an option play. I also would have kicked the field goal. So there are some questionable calls. And you can see that with Josh Allen. Josh Allen was visibly frustrated when he said, "What are we doing?" as he walked back to the bench. So I want to know. I've got a few questions here. 803-0930, star 930. Have you given up on the Bills? And for those of you who don't want to talk the Bills, I get it. Have you ever at work been like Josh Allen when you get a directive from above and say to your colleagues, "What are we doing?" Have you been in that situation where your employer makes you ask the question, "The hell are we doing here?" 803-0930, star 930. I should also give you an update. If you're on the 190 South between exit 6 and 5, there is a wheelbarrow in the right lane. That could be dangerous. So again, if you're on 190 South between exit 6 and 5, according to a texter, a wheelbarrow is in the right lane. So if I were you, I would get out of the right lane if I'm on the 190 South between exits 6 and 5. I believe that is downtown, but don't quote me on that. I could be way off. 803-0930, star 930. If you want to give us an update on that, you can call in as well. So the team, have you given up? Have you been frustrated at work? Now, I'm obviously not going to talk about being frustrated here because I love my job. I've never been frustrated, right? I come into work happy every day. That is true. I mean, even if I'm frustrated, I do love everything about this place. I love the people I work with. Truly, and I'm not just saying that sarcastically. I could not be more thankful than the opportunities they've given me. So I'm not going to say anything about here. In past jobs, right? I have been given directives and you go, what are we doing here? And I'll go back to retail, especially around the holiday time. Now, I worked at a store where it was a big store, but the stock area was not big. Okay? And the store would get so busy, they would say, Joe, wipe off the pallet pieces on your shirt, put a name tag on, and get on the floor. And then, you know, I leave a pallet in the back for the next day. Now, this is a directive from upstairs. We didn't have the room for the load that was coming in the day before without the pallet. They never, you know, and they wouldn't extend my hours. And I'd be like Josh Allen, I'd be frustrated going, what are we doing? Because Josh Allen knows there are people out there who will watch the game and say, what is Josh Allen doing? But that's not, it's not Josh Allen's fault that the line can't block. It's not Josh Allen's fault that Matt Prater couldn't make an extra point. It's not Josh Allen's fault that the play call was to James Cook on 4th-and-1. Do you get what I'm saying? And I put this into my perspective. I'm sitting at work at my other, you know, at my old job, and say upper management's going to be there the next day, and they go, "Wow, Joe, you have no space. Why didn't you take care of that pallet?" They're going to be saying that Joe Beamer doesn't know what he's doing. Instead of saying, "Why would you pull Joe onto the floor for a minor rush, and now put this the store in this situation?" But again, it was usually, Joe, what are you doing? Joe this, Joe that. And Josh Allen knows. People are going to be looking at him like, oh my gosh, you see how Josh Allen followed up that MVP career, that MVP season? And completely frustrated. Like I said, I've seen Josh Allen in that building. I mean, we all remember the playoff game in 2018. Or was it 2019? No, 2020. It's before COVID. 2020 before COVID. And he had that deer in the headlight look. Remember that? That's the closest to what I mean, yesterday he was visibly upset. I mean, every time he turned around, there was someone in his face. And I think anyone, if you put that into, if you put that in comparison to what you do at work, your job, unless you're the boss, you have had stuff happen that you're like, this is gonna make me look bad, right? We've all been there. 803-0930, *930. That's the number to get on the text board and on the phone. Someone says, "Is that wheelbarrow blue?" I've been looking everywhere for that. Give us an update. I hope it gets off the road because that could be, especially if you're driving a sedan. And there's a wheelbarrow. I mean, that could cause a big issue. Someone, either you hit it, and that's a problem, or you swerve to miss it, and you don't get a full look at the other lane. That happened to me in college once. I was in the 98 Altima, my favorite car ever. And I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. It was my fault. And I'm, you know, trying to get to the 33, and I'm going fast. And there's a car right in front of me. I have no time to hit my brakes. I have no time to check the lane next to me. And I just swerved into the lane next to me. And thank God no one was in that lane because, I mean, it was a very irresponsible thing for me to do. What I'm saying is you're driving on the 190, going 55 because it's downtown, and you see a wheelbarrow. Depending on when you see it, you might not have enough time to even look if there's a car in the lane, and if I'm thinking of the right part of the 190, the shoulder's not big enough for you to swerve that way. So please, please, please be careful. 190 south between exit 6 and 5, wheelbarrow in the right lane. Please be on guard for that. We don't need any, you know, we're heading into a holiday week. We don't need any, we don't need anything happening. I want to get the word out there. 803-0930, star 930. Now on the text board, someone says the missed field goal told the story. The missed extra point was bad. Yeah, we can agree. The missed extra point was bad. I also say you're in the red zone, fourth and one. You kick that field goal to start the fourth quarter. If everything else goes the same way, you're kicking to win the game at the end, right? Because you make that field goal, then you make the one they already made in the fourth quarter. So now it's a one-point game. You can run down the clock and kick a game winner. Again, hindsight's always 20-20. But there were just some questionable decisions in the game yesterday, and I can see why Josh Allen is pulling his hair out going, what are we doing? 803-0930, star 930. Have you given up on the Bills? And have you been put in a situation at work where you're saying to your bosses, what are we doing? And then on the theme of the Buffalo Bills, we heard a little more detail about the upcoming sale of assets at Highmark Stadium, at the current Highmark Stadium. And I want to know, if you could take anything from Highmark Stadium, what would it be? Do you have something that has sentimental value to you that you would like from Highmark Stadium? Because, you know, I think of it now, again, it's going to depend on pricing and everything. And, you know, I have been such a friend of the county. Like, I think everyone in Erie County government, left and right, would agree that Joe Beamer is a friend of the county. And I would hope the county would gift me seats 5 and 6 from section 338, row 33. I think that would be such a nice gesture for all I've done for Erie County. But that's what I would like. I'd like my two seats from the stadium. I know that's kind of a hacky answer. But I would like that. I would like those seats. I think that would be cool. And I don't know where I'd put them. You know, my wife informs me we don't have enough room for a Peloton. So we probably don't have room for these seats. It doesn't mean I'm not going to take them. that's what I would like. If I could pick one thing from the stadium, that's what I would like. And then, because there is so much history, you know, for a team that, yes, we had a lot of winning in the 90s, for a city that's had a lot of winning in the 90s, right? You had some good Sabres teams in the late 70s. Obviously, the Bills dominated in the AFL. We've had a few different buildings. We've had War Memorial. We've had the Odd. We've had Highmark. Now we have the Arena. Do you have any Buffalo memorabilia that is like you want to show people when they're at the house? And this doesn't have to be sports. I know a lot of people are like, Joe, this is a segment you've been talking sports for. This doesn't have to be sports. This can be anything Buffalo or Western New York related. Do you have a piece of Buffalo memorabilia, an old street sign, something that you think is really cool, you show off when people are over at the house? 803-0930, star 930. Maybe it's a piece, you walked in and took a piece of the old A&A's building when they had it open a few years ago. 803-0930, star 930. So what we have when we come back, have you given up on the Bills? Has your boss or someone within your company put you in a situation where you were like Josh Allen last night going, what are we doing? What would you like from the current Highmark Stadium? And what is a piece of Buffalo memorabilia? Does not have to be sports related. A piece of Buffalo or Western New York memorabilia that you have at the house that you think is a really cool piece of history. Because I have found, you know, I found this this Buffalo history on social media. We also have a listener who every morning sends us, yesterday sent a really cool picture comparing University and Main Street, okay? Right across from South Campus. And a picture from a pamphlet for homes that were going up compared from like 1920, 1910 to now. Like, I think that's just so cool. I love the history of Buffalo and looking at old pictures of Buffalo. But if you own something from the past that you would call Buffalo memorabilia. I'd love to know what that is. 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This morning I got up at 6:01. I walked out and saw the rising sun and I drank it in. Like whiskey, I saw a tree I've seen a thousand times. A bird on a branch and I watched it fly away in the wind. And it hit me, it's a beautiful world. Sometimes I don't see so clear. Some days you're just breathing, just trying to break even.
Hey, it's Joe Beamer on a Friday. Sometimes you are just living. How we doing? 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the show. Talking bills, have you given up on them? Frustrated? You ever been frustrated at work? Like Josh Allen was? I mean, he obviously was questioning the decision-making of his bosses, the coaching staff. And stuff in the old stadium will be going up for sale. What do you want to get your hands on? And what pieces of Buffalo memorabilia do you have as we speak? Doesn't have to be sports. Can be pieces of, one of the buildings they tore down after the World's Fair. You know how I feel about that? Joe, they were made temporary. Okay, well, still. Maybe you have a piece of one of the temporary buildings from the World's Fair. That would be awesome. Like, that would be, that's not just a piece of Buffalo history. That's a piece of American history. Right? The World's Fair in Buffalo, the tragic assassination of a president happened there. You have a piece of the World's Fair, obviously something that at this point in history would have had to be passed down from generation to generation. I have a piece of memorabilia that I took, probably shouldn't have. It was back in 2008 when they were, remember when the Odd would be used to paint scenery for like plays at Shea's. They left the Zamboni door open and me and my buddy walked in without flashlights, and it's before smartphones. We met some guy on the street. He had a floodlight, so he walked in with us and I took a seat back from the Blues. Still have that in my garage right now. That is my piece of Buffalo memorabilia. I also have like some stuff from the Sabres playoff runs in the mid-2000s and from the early 2000s. I have a puck from a game against the Pens in the series that the Sabres ended up losing. I have a puck from that game. But that's my Buffalo sports memorabilia and my Buffalo memorabilia. I think you know, now everything's a collector's item. I mean, let's go to the World's Fair example, right? The World's Fair, even if you didn't have the assassination of a president, it's a big deal. Buffalo hosted that. If it was in today's, like, everything's, I mean, you've got the Mets selling dirt from the pitching mound that Johan Santana threw a no-hitter. You know what I mean? Like, everything's a collector's item now. And I just imagine if the World's Fair happened now in Buffalo, and like I said, let's not even get into a situation where, you know, I mean, the McKinley assassination happens, but everything's treated as it is today. My gosh, there would be, you know, there would be jars of dirt for sale. There'd be pieces of the buildings they tore down after the World's Fair. Tops would make a card, you know, would make a collector's card, one of two. You know, a piece of fiber found. Like, everything's a collector's item now. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff that probably just got thrown away, buried, whatever, that now would definitely be on some kind of auction site. I also think that they would have done more than put a rock at the part where McKinley was shot, but I've been over my grudge with that. 803-0930, *930. Someone on the text board says, my neighbor has a piece of fake turf from the original stadium beautifully incorporated into his backyard. Now, that's really cool. In-ground pool area. Well, excuse me. That's awesome. Another person says, when they remodeled the stadium in the 90s, my husband was a construction worker and was able to get a liquor license from one of the serving areas. Yeah, so when they decreased the seating in the stadium, there's no one out there that has one of the old seats from the current stadium. You know, when they chopped it down from like 81,000 to 74, there's got to be people who have those seats, you know, probably in some bar or in their house. And I'm guessing there are people that have, pieces of the old war memorial. I mean, the ticket booth is still up. The one entrance is still up. But I'm guessing people have some cool things from there. Like I said, for me, it would be cool that, you know, there's a lot of things that would be cool to have a piece of from the old stadium. But if I could have my seats that I sit in, 5 and 6, with the number still on it, I think I'd be pretty happy. I don't ask for much. And I'm one of these people, like, I'm excited for the new stadium. I am, but I'm really going to miss the old stadium. Like, it is, people are going to say this is a pathetic take, but it is cool to have a stadium that's not matched by any other in the league, right? Every other stadium, except for, I mean, obviously you have Lambeau and Arrowhead, you get my point. Most of the stadiums in the league kind of have this feel about them, right? Most aren't as bad as FedEx Field in Landover. That's in a world of its own. That's an awful stadium. But, you know, if you're in MetLife, I mean, I'd even say Hard Rock. I know they've made a lot of adjustments to it. But to me, I mean, Hard Rock just feels like a stadium. I've been there for a few games. Just feels like a stadium. Doesn't have... The current Bill Stadium has character to it. And I'm not saying the new one won't. You know, they sold me on the experience tour. But this has character. It's old. There's paint chips falling. The history of players who have touched foot on that field. It's the stadium that most people I'm talking to grew up going to. Or at least it was one of the, you know, I mean, come on, the stadium's been around for 50 years. Most of us either grew up going to games there or, you know, we're a lot younger when we started going to games there. It's just, it has character. There's something about that stadium that's unmatched anywhere else. And this new stadium, yeah, it's cool. It's got all the technology and everything, but, you know, it's our MetLife. And I hate to say that, but it's our MetLife. And if you don't know, MetLife is where the Jets and the Giants play. You're wondering what the hell I'm talking about. So that's what I want. I'd love to know from you, 803-0930, *930. I wanted to get to this. So today I'm I was dropping my son off, and I dropped him off a little later because after the show, I'm recording an interview with Sean Lavin, which you'll hear Sunday, and then heading to Blacksburg for the Hokies' last home game of the season. And so I took my son a little later to my in-laws, and I was going on transit. I was cutting behind Cracker Barrel and Starbucks in front of the Regal. And guys, do what you love to do. Do what you want to do. Love your life. But I saw the most pathetic protest I have ever seen. It was three women standing. They couldn't stand on transit because no one could read their sign. Their sign was on a computer piece of paper. So no one could see their sign on transit. So they're standing at the drive-thru. I guess they're trying to intimidate people from ordering at Starbucks. They didn't have to intimidate me. I made my coffee at home. And guess what? It was delicious. Even though I forgot to take yesterday's coffee out of the pot. So my wife and I had a nice mix of yesterday's coffee and today's coffee. It was great. So I wasn't going. But they were standing at the entrance of the drive-thru with their protest signs. Protesting, whatever Starbucks employees are protesting now. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, I'll admit it, I'm a millennial. There are a few good drinks Starbucks has. I love their chai tea. I'm not like driving through that. I'll go to a Starbucks just to like say I don't, as you know, don't support unions. So I'll feel fine walking into a Starbucks right by those protesters. But who wants to go through that? Like, I'll just make my coffee at home. Like, I make coffee every morning. And when I go to Starbucks, if I don't get a chai latte, which I don't much anymore because of the calories in a chai latte, I get a black coffee. I can get a black coffee anywhere. Right? McDonald's has really good coffee. I'm fine going to McDonald's and getting a large black coffee. And guess what? I'm not going to have to hear about this employee's struggles. I'm not going to have a protest sign stuck in my face. And I'm wondering, is this why Starbucks is putting locations so close to each other? You have a unionized and a non-unionized. Because have you noticed this? On the boulevard, there's four Starbucks in the same plaza. You've got the standalone next to Tim Hortons. You got the standalone next to Shake Shack. You got the Starbucks in Target, the Starbucks in Barnes & Noble. I'll go to where everyone's not unionized. Thank you very much. Sheridan, you've got that crazy one in the old Discovery Zone Plaza where the drive-thru is, you know, usually in the way of me getting to Aldi. And now they've just built another one next to Mighty Taco. Is the one in Sheridan unionized? And Starbucks like, hey, we're going to put a non-union shop here. Like all the people who said, oh, it was so important to unionize Starbucks. Could anyone out there tell me why Starbucks employees are protesting? Anyone? Why are as I always say, do what you love. If you're happy with your job, make it work, right? But I'm going to tell you right now. I go into Starbucks. It's a 50-50 shot if I'm going to get a friendly person behind the counter or someone who is complaining to another barista while they come and ask me whose order I have. I'm telling you, there's times where I get a Starbucks order. I'm like, I'll just not take the money. I'm going to decline it. But what are they protesting about? Because I couldn't read the woman's sign at the protest today because it was on a piece of computer paper. And again, this goes back to my, and I know people get upset because I'm tough on unions. This goes back to, like, was it worth it unionizing these Starbucks? Like, Starbucks, like, you see that's what's going on, right? Within a year of unionizing, we've got Starbucks employees walking out. We've got protests going on. And then I'm supposed to be upset because Doug Jamal doesn't want to put up with the same crap at the Hyatt downtown? Like, is no one putting that together? Oh, why doesn't he want employees to be unionized? I don't know. Because he doesn't want to walk out during the holiday season. Now I've got people protesting with computer paper in the drive-thru at Starbucks. I completely understand 100% why any employer would not want to unionize. Why would you want to put up with that crap? When I hire someone, if I'm a business owner, when I hire someone, I want to expect they're going to work. I don't want to have to be on edge every 6 months. There's going to be a walkout at the location. I need more to make this chai tea. I need more to put this pre-made frozen sandwich into the warmer. As I always say, if you don't like your job, you don't like your pay, find another job. Get a second job. But please, all the people who are saying we need to boycott the Hyatt because they don't want to unionize. Do you blame them? I mean, when you see crap like this, do you blame them? I completely understand. It's not because they're not for workers' rights. Again, as I always say, unions had a place in time, right? A lot of the great benefits that we and the safeguards that we enjoy as employed people came from the early work of the unions. And they have their place in history. But if I've got someone walking out on making my coffee because they think they deserve $35 an hour, I'm probably not going to go back to that place, number one. Especially, it's coffee, number one. Number two, when you see, this is the question I'm getting at. When you go by an establishment and people are protesting, are you more or less likely to visit that place in the future? That's the question I have for you. Does that make you more likely to go in there and get a cup of coffee? Or does that make you more likely to say, you know what? Either I'll make coffee at home. Starbucks has some, or I'm sorry, Tim Hortons has some great flavors. Dunkin' has superb coffee. I'll just go somewhere else. We got a new coffee place opening up down Maple. I mean, do you want to put yourself through that situation? And if you owned a coffee shop, if you own some, again, is this the last thing? It's the Friday before Thanksgiving. People will be hitting the road tonight. And if I'm an owner of Starbucks, I've got to have my Starbucks that unionized. I've got to have my fingers crossed, just hoping, praying that my employees don't walk out on a busy travel weekend. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Todd and Elma. Todd, your thought on this?
I'm neither pro nor against union. I think everything has its spot. But these people are crazy because the CEO of that business created that business because of his childhood and the lack of what they had. So he built that business to give part-time people health care, continuing education, you know, costs covered through working at Starbucks. And this is the greatest example of why socialism won't work. They gave them everything, and they're still not happy, and they still want more, and they're willing to ruin it.
Exactly.
It's a crazy business concept. If anybody is into, there's an online thing called Masterclass where you can take classes. They actually did a class with this guy, the CEO, and it's crazy what he's trying to give them and not intake like all these, you know, horrible capitalists are, right? Everybody, oh, you're a capitalist, you want to keep it all. No, it's not the case.
It's pretty amazing. You know, and that brings up another thing, Todd. I can't believe we live in a world now where, I mean, there are so many people who think capitalism is a naughty word.
Well, it's because they're crazy or they honestly... Or they belong to this pack of people, right? What our lovely county executive, what did he say about the Trump people? Are they, they're in a,
oh, we're in a cult. We're in a cult, Todd. Yeah.
If he wants to look at cults, this is where you should look. And we shouldn't judge people with, you know, blue hair and pink hair. I sell real estate. One of my favorite clients was a mid-20s girl with blue hair. She was on top of everything. So you should never judge anybody. But these people, they're in a crazy cult.
Yeah, I think socialism is quite the cult. Todd, appreciate the call. 803-0930, star 930. And only 86 Democrats in Congress voted to, what was the word, stand up to socialism. To, you know, it was like an act to you know, say socialism is bad. So that means that there were Democrats who said, no, socialism's okay in Congress. Is that kind of crazy? 803-0930, star 930, if you want to comment on this. When we come back, a listener sent me something from their child's school. And I've got to share this with you. And I want to know, what's the most ridiculous thing you've been asked to bring to your child's school? 803-0930, star 930, back after this.
It's Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Yeah, so I don't mean to be. I know a lot of people think I'm not a mean person. Like I love everybody. Like I want to like everybody. I'm one of those people who like I like you until you give me a reason not to like you. I'm not the other way around, right? But I'll tell you, you know, we're getting into the holiday season, and for a lot of people like me, it's Christmas music, it's decorations are up. Trees up, can't wait for Thanksgiving, can't wait for the turkey trot. But a lot of people start focusing on like New Year's. And I think New Year's resolutions, I think they're healthy. I think it's great, right? You know, I have made different ones, some about weight, some about money, some about just my attitude. My wife would argue that I need to do a resolution about my attitude for next year. And maybe I will. We'll see. But you know, you're starting to see the, in 2026, I'm going to be a different person. And I'm going to be better so my life is better. And like these paragraphs, I hate to be this person. You can turn your life around in May. You can turn your life. I started Awaken 180 in September of 24. I was 50 pounds lighter before New Year's. I didn't need a New Year's resolution. Now, if you're looking for a New Year's resolution, I would suggest Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them online at awaken180weightloss.com. But I did. You don't need it. All that it is the changing of a calendar. Why don't you do a December resolution? Like I think trying to better yourself and change your trajectory in life. Right? I think that's fine. Like, if you're on a bad course, you want to lose weight, you're not doing well financially, you know, family issues, and you want to change, I think that's beautiful. I think that's great. The social media essay about what you're looking forward to do and you know, how you're going to be better, what does that mean for the next month and a half? You're just going to continue going on this crash course that's clearly not going anywhere because you're complaining about it? Is that the wrong way to look at it? Like, hey, guys, I'm going to continue to just ruin my life for the next month and 10 days. But 2026, I'm going to be a different person. I'm going to be a better person. Come on. Come on. I'll tell you this. I'm going to be the same person in 2026. I might change my attitude, as my wife would say, but I'm going to be the same guy. Joe Beamer. Here you go. So a listener forwarded this to me. And by the way, I love when the listeners contact me. You email me anytime, joe.beamer@wben.com. You have no idea what that means. I love seeing messages on Facebook. If I don't reply, it's not against you. I try to reply to as many as I can. But I love you. And please continue contacting. So this one was sent to me, joe.beamer@wben.com, and it's a local school's PTA that is having the parents sign up for snacks for the teachers. Now, I love teachers, right? I go back to, you know, Amherst High School and some teachers that really went the extra effort. If it weren't for them, I probably wouldn't have gotten into college. You know, I think of my senior year math teacher, whose name is escaping me, I'm sorry. But if she didn't, I mean, I think for like the whole last 3 months of school, I was staying late in her class just so I could get everything for that final exam. Because if I didn't have a C on the final exam, I would have had to go to summer school. And I probably, you know, wouldn't have been able to go to college right away. So I love teachers, right? My wife was a teacher. She's still a teacher, right? My sister's a teacher. They're both great teachers. A lot of my friends who I have, they're great teachers, amazing people. But this is a little ridiculous. Can we agree? This is a bit snacks for the teachers for parent-teacher conferences, which I'm informed that there's not even enough time that teachers can't actually meet with all the parents. I'm learning this for the first time today. Because of unions, again, we're going back to unions. The teachers, you can only have so much time. So you can't even have enough time to meet with all the parents. Now, I might be getting this wrong, but this is information that was given to me. But snacks for the teachers. You know, so I'm going to propose something from the host association. I think all the producers should bring snacks for the radio hosts. We'll start with Chris. Chris, you can sign up for something, and we can all bring snacks for the host. I think that, come on, that's a little ridiculous. You're going to have your conferences, and you know, can we just be honest? Most teachers are paid very well. And by the way, you've got to love what you do to be a teacher, because you're going to have kids that treat you like crap. You're going to have parents that blame you for everything. It's a rough job. I could never be a teacher. I am not making fun of teachers. I go back to when I was in school. There were some teachers that I think they were just riding out till retirement. But there were some really, really good teachers. I was very fortunate to have a lot of just great, great teachers. And I'm not just saying that because I know a few of them listen to me. I had some great teachers at Amherst. It's a great district when I was there. I mean, my sixth grade science teacher was one of my favorite teachers, and got to have a nice discussion with him at the fair over the summer. I mean, that's the lasting impression he made. I don't even like science, but it was a great teacher. And again, put in the extra effort. Because I'm sure my grades were awful in his class. He put in the extra effort so I didn't have to repeat. God bless him. But snacks? Could you imagine being asked to bring snacks for the teachers for their parent-teacher conferences? Am I overreacting to this? 803-0930, star 930. What's the most ridiculous thing you've been asked to bring in to your kid's school? Now, I think back when I was in school, and they would send the list, right? They would send the list home with you. Here are the things that are expected from your child, okay? Pens, obviously. A number 2 pencil for the Scantron. Yeah, of course. A few folders. Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. A binder. Yeah, 3-ring binder. Yep, got to get that. College ruled paper. Yeah, let's get a few stacks of that. A lock for the locker. Mm-hmm, of course. Yeah. They always wanted you to bring tissues for the classroom. I don't know. Maybe students didn't, because it seemed like the tissues in the classroom, there weren't enough for the whole year. Like, I don't think all the students brought tissues for the classroom. But regardless, like, those are things. Those are things that are expected of you to bring to a classroom. You know, in elementary schools, you know, there's snack time and parents sign up for snacks for the kids. Yeah, that's acceptable, right? You bring a snack for Joey, tell your parents it's your turn for snacks tomorrow. And then the teacher would have to call my parents because they know that no one called me Joey. I don't know why I said that. Please, I'm not Joey. And then they'd have to call my parents because they know that you tell me something, and this is something my wife has learned, you tell me something, there's about a 30% chance it actually gets back to my parents. I'm not good at relaying messages. But snacks for the parent-teacher conference, like to me, if I was a parent, I am a parent. If I was a parent in this district, I would say, what are we doing? What are we doing here? You know, 803-0930, star 930. What's the most ridiculous thing you've been asked to bring to school? On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, my daughter had to bring 4 tennis balls. So I had to buy 2 tubes because they come in 3 packs. They were for the bottom of the desk chairs. Yeah, I mean, come on. The school can't, number one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't need the tennis balls on the bottom of the chair. Okay? I was only in a handful of classes that actually did that. Number two, I believe that's something the district could look at. You know, most schools around here have a tennis team. You know, instead of getting rid of the tennis balls when they get dull, you could use those at the bottom of the chair. That's what my school did. That's why only half the classrooms had tennis balls. And the texter makes a great point. You ask for 4. Well, there's no situation where I can get 4 balls, so now I need to get 6. But you have to be honest. One of the best smells in the world is when you open a can of tennis balls and, oh my gosh, it smells like summer. A fresh tube of balls? Come on. 803-0930, star 930. Someone said, Joe, the money teachers make, they should be ashamed of themselves for asking for donations for snacks for parent-teacher conferences. Again, that would be like me saying, hey, listeners, do you like listening to Joe Beamer, David Bellavia, and Tom Bowerly? Send some snacks to 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200. You guys would laugh in my face. And rightfully so. Hey, do you enjoy the programming? Well, guess what, guys? We get hungry during the shows. So if you could go on WBEN.com and sign up for a snack to give each host. I mean, come on. We're talking about real jobs here. Being a teacher is a real job. If you want a snack, bring a snack from home. I have a Ziploc bag of goldfish that I took from my son. That's from home. I didn't go to Lisa's office or Tim's office and say, where are the snacks, guys? Now, to be fair, every now and then, they will bring in snacks. There's donuts in the newsroom. But we didn't have them sign up. Tim didn't sign up for donuts today, right? I just think that's a little beyond what's expected of the parents. 803-0930, star 930, gets you on the show. Texter's right. You know, there's also you know, glue on the list, like through elementary school. You always need colored pencils, crayons, glue stick. And then, you know, at the end of the school year, Joseph, did you bring home your crayons? Oh, I lost them all. What are you talking about? It was a whole school year. I'm surprised I still had some in the final week. I'm just trying to think of the equivalent. I'm just trying to think of, like, in your place of business, if you ask, say you're an attorney. Now, you're already billing your client for every 15 seconds. If you ask, hey Chris, you know, I know you're coming in. We're going to be working on your case. Could you bring some Little Debbie cosmic brownies and maybe a Sunny D for the meeting? Thank you. Can you provide the snack for our meeting? By the way, I can't eat them anymore because it's just, I mean, they're ridiculous with carbs and calories. But the Little Debbie cosmic brownies are, I mean, that does that not just taste like that, for me, it just tastes like, that's like, that just reminds me of my childhood. Cosmic brownies at Ruthie's house after third grade with Mrs. Coleman watching Blue's Clues. And having some Sunny D. That's exactly what that reminds me of. Someone says, I think it's ridiculous. The list they send home for kids these days, what do taxes pay for anymore? It's a good point, too. Like, is there an expectation? Now, I know it's November. This might be a better topic for August. But, I mean, what do you because here's what they expect from the parents. Apparently everything, including snacks for teachers. But what do you expect for what you pay in taxes when you send your kid to school? What's the bare minimum? Well, obviously in education, but supplies-wise, is it not fair? I mean, what do you expect the school to supply? Right? I think that's a fair question. I believe the intent is to have the snacks as part of the parent-teacher conference for all parents to enjoy. Well, here's what the pamphlet says. Parent-teacher conference fuel. This is exact fuel our teachers December conference. It's not for the parents to enjoy. Chris, crack your mic. Am I reading that? Does that not say fuel our teachers on the list? It says fuel our teachers. It's not for the parents.
You're right on that one, Joe.
We're fueling the teachers. And again, I love teachers. I love current teachers. I love retired teachers. I love people who are in school now who actually want to be teachers. I couldn't imagine doing it. I love my son. My son annoys me every now and then. I couldn't imagine being in a classroom of other people's kids having to try to teach them something that's going to connect, right? And then you're at their mercy, hoping that it connected, because you're going to be judged on their test scores. Believe me, I have all the respect in the world for teachers. And if you've listened to this show long enough, you know that. I love our teachers, okay? Hashtag love our teachers. But I have to imagine there are teachers out there. And we've had former teachers call the show, and I'm surprised none are so far today. I have to assume there are former teachers or current teachers out there that hear this and go, yeah, you know what, Joe, that's a bit ridiculous. I have to take your side on this one. And if I'm wrong, just tell me why. Tell me how this is different than me asking you, the listeners, to send a snack to me, David, and Tom, and Susan and Brian, and Puckett. What's the difference? you're enjoying something. You know, the parents, oh, we appreciate our teachers. And you should appreciate your teachers, right? You should. You should thank them. You shouldn't be, you know, sending them 10 emails a week complaining about, you know, their performance. Believe me, my wife's a teacher. My sister's a teacher. A lot of my friends are teachers. I have their back. I love what they do. And again, the future is in their hands. I would imagine everyone I just mentioned would think this is ridiculous. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, I also, you know, I asked, what do you expect the district to pay? With your tax dollars, what do you expect the district to pay? Someone on the text board says, my district makes the seniors pay for their graduation gown nowadays. That was unheard of when I was in school. Texter, I can't remember if we paid for our gowns or not, because if we did, that means my parents did. But I'm sure I'll get a text from my mom during the break to confirm or not. And then someone on the text board does say, to be fair to the teachers, they very likely know nothing about this. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm not mad at teachers. It's either the local PTA of this district or the district itself. Do you think that's a little much to ask from the parents? Nothing against the teachers. Love teachers. I'm on record as loving teachers. 803-0930, star 930. Back to the point I brought this up. What's the most ridiculous thing you've been asked to bring to school for your child? And what do you expect the district to fund? Because now we've got this text about graduation gowns. What do you expect the district to fund with your tax dollars? 803-0930, star 930. And when we come back, I'm taking your calls on that. But the USA Today had an article, and I just have to share it with you guys. It's, are we adults or are we still living? Are we still in high school? I'm going to go into break. I'm going to go into break with the headline of this article. Does taking a break excuse cheating? That was in the USA Today. Back after this. Oh, that's right. Friday night, maybe you've got some plans. If so, as I always say, just be safe, right? Have a plan in place to get home. Don't do anything stupid. It's the holiday season. People make stupid mistakes. You know, if you're going to go enjoy some adult beverages. I mean, as I always say, 2025, there is no excuse to get behind the wheel after drinking. With all the options that you have. So have a plan in place. Don't bring your car to a place if you know you're going to be drinking. Get a ride there, get a ride home, but have fun, you know. I mean, I am a millennial, and I'm from the generation where we said YOLO, you only live once. 803-0930, star 930. I was asking ridiculous things that you've been asked to bring to school, and a texter texted in. And, you know, as I said, I love teachers, right? I had great teachers. If it weren't for the teachers I had, especially in middle school and high school, my elementary school teachers were great, but I don't think I was a problem until middle school. And college professors. I mean, you know, I think the world of many of my college professors, including Lou Pazentitas. I mean, if it wasn't for Lou, I would not be behind this mic right now. But I mean, there's dominoes, right? If it weren't for the teachers that put the extra effort in, I wouldn't have gotten out of middle of high school. So I have everyone to thank, and great teachers. And there's teachers that go above and beyond, right? And I would obviously say the teachers that I know and love, the ones in my life, they are of the teachers that go above and beyond. And here's another example on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. My wife has been teaching second grade for 25 years. God bless her. She easily spends $1,000 every year on supplies, snacks, gloves, parties, etc. Also, parents blow off conferences constantly. There are kids that come to school smelling of weed, are visibly high. In second grade, behavior problems are off the charts, and the first thing people want to do is beat up on teachers. Texter, that's not what I was doing. I think it's a ridiculous ask of the parents to provide snacks for the teachers. Now, I was informed during the break, it's not connected to the school. It's, you know, the PTA. And again, fine. I'm not beating up on teachers. The whole point was to get the point that there are schools that ask for some ridiculous things. But, I mean, this texter, your wife, is obviously someone who not only loves what she does, she cares deeply about her students. And those are the best teachers. The teachers that, you know, oh, my office hours were done at 3:45, I'm out of here. But again, I had so many, you know, great teachers that it's 4:30 and we're still working on my assignments, trying to get everything ready for a test so I don't fail. And I know there were teachers that stayed way past their office hours. And I think the world of them, and I have, you know, nothing but great things to say. And this wasn't the teachers. The teachers aren't the ones asking for the snacks. It's the PTA. I just think it's a little ridiculous. And I would think it's ridiculous if, like, Lisa put out there for the listeners, hey, listeners, we love our host, don't we? Yeah, let's send them some snacks. Now, I would love that. But if Lisa put out a flyer to our devoted listeners who subscribe to the WBEN newsletter, do you want to provide our host with some yummy snacks? Like, that'd be kind of embarrassing, right? But no, I'm not beating up on teachers. And again, I think the world of teachers. I would not be in this chair if it weren't for the great teachers in my life. And, you know, my wife's a great teacher. My sister's a great teacher. And a lot of my friends who are teachers, they're great. They love what they do. You know, I think of my sister. My sister, I remember when we were younger, we would come home from school. My sister would fake teach a class and I would fake host a radio show. And how funny is it? Now in our 30s, my sister's a teacher. She's a great teacher. And I'm a mediocre radio host. But it's funny how, I mean, when we were in middle school, we were pretending to do what we now do. And I know she loves her job. And you know how I feel about my job. It's just, it's funny. But yeah, it's nothing against teachers. I don't know how many times I have to stress that. Now, again, to that point, though, we have to be honest. And I'm sure the texter would be honest as well. There are teachers who aren't great teachers. I mean, we just have to be honest. There's not a lot of them, but you know, I think of a teacher I had in my junior year of high school, who was like a year or two away from retirement. And this, you know, we were watching movies junior year of high school. We were watching movies more than anything else. Like we spent a week watching Romeo and Juliet with Leo. Which, you know, as a student, that was great. But I mean, this was someone who was clearly mailing it in. And she was another one, as soon as, you know, her Tuesday office hours were done, she's out the door. But then you have my math teacher from senior year, you know, it's 5 o'clock and we're still in her classroom. She's trying to get this stuff into my head so I can pass the test, the final exam. She didn't have to do that. It was long past the time that her office hours were done. And that's someone who honestly cares. And, you know, it's the kind of teacher that I hope my son has the same great teachers. Someone said most teachers are really great. Bureaucracy, administration, unions, and politicians get in the way of things, running a lot more smoothly than they do now. It's 100% right, Texter. Now, before we get out of here today, and I think this is a message to leave everyone on into the weekend. So the USA Today, I don't know what's going on over there. I have gotten a lot of my topics lately from the life section of the USA Today. And this week alone has been a beauty. They were talking about the parallel parking, which, by the way, maybe Chris can comment on this. You know, I learned to parallel park before backup cams. So I thought it was a lot more difficult to parallel park back in, you know, my mom's 03 Ford Explorer when I was learning to park. With backup cams now, I mean, parallel parking's not an issue anymore, right?
Can't be an issue. Right? I mean, you have the camera.
Exactly. I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, if you have an issue with the backup camera parallel parking, I think you may need a little more practice.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I mean, I remember the days where if you had two people in the car, you would have one person get out and go, all right, back up. Oh, no, you're good. You're good. Now go forward. It's like now you've got a, if you're in a car that was made after 2018, you've got a camera in the front, a camera in the back, a camera on the sides. It's never been easier. This week in the USA Today, Olivia Munson's telling us how to parallel park.
My mom has one of those Buicks where when you put it in reverse, you can literally see a bird's eye view. So it's just like, if you mess up that parking, you got to look in the mirror at that point.
Right. That's more on you. So that was in the USA Today. We also learned in the USA Today this week how to spice up your Ozempic Thanksgiving. That was in the USA Today. And then this one, guys, and I don't know. Maybe I've been out of the game far too long. Does taking a break excuse cheating? This is what the USA Today tackled today. Because a break is such an undefined relationship step. It's very common for couples to struggle to set the terms. It would be very possible both partners consider being on a break as two different things. While one partner may say they're not going to date anyone else, the other may take the opportunity to pursue another connection. Either way, it's about agreeing to those rules and boundaries to prevent hurt and promote growth. If you're thinking about taking a break, there's a good chance you're already struggling with communication. Anytime you go off script, that's when you need to communicate the most. We're making the rules as we follow them. Can I just say one? Like, going on a break is what, you know, you tell your high school girlfriend when you're going to colleges hundreds of miles apart. I think it'd be good if we go on a break and then we'll reconnect over the holidays. I think after like college, there's no breaks. Like, seriously, if I got home from Virginia Tech on Sunday and I walked in and my wife goes, I think we should go on a break. I'd be like, I think we should just get a divorce, right? Go on a break. Like, I feel like there's an age. If I was still in the dating world and I'd been dating someone for a few months and they approached me and go, Joe, I don't want to break up, but I think we should go on a break. I don't have time for this. What a waste of time. No. I think we're broken up. I'm going to see new people. You know, that's what you say. And then you're like, my gosh, how am I going to find someone else? But is that really what's going on out there? All you single people, I should do a show that is just geared toward the single people in the audience, because I have questions about dating apps. I have questions about taking a break. And by the way, let's say you're 30-something and you've, because I just assume everyone that's reading the USA Today is my age. Let's say you're 30-something and you're the person you were dating says we're on a break. Would you consider, if you then met somebody and, you know, did whatever, would you consider that cheating? You're on a break. What ties is, you don't know what they're doing. Like, I don't know. I think a break is you're broken up. That's it. Let's not complicate things. I think that happens too much in relationships nowadays. This happens with married people too. We try to complicate the situation. Either you still like me or you don't. Or, you know, when I hear taking a break, you think you can do a lot better than me, but you want to keep a bookmark on me in case you've... You know, you don't strike out with someone else. That's what taking a break means to me. I don't know. Maybe that's past experiences in life. Again, if my wife says we're taking a break, I would say no, we're not taking a break. I think we need to lawyer up and move on to the next step. Taking a break. That's weird. I don't know. Again, maybe I'm just so removed from the dating game, you know, almost a full decade now. That, it hasn't been a decade, 8 years. That maybe it's, It's beyond me. But I do think it's interesting what's in the USA Today, because they go from taking a break to Thanksgiving dinner to go. And I want to talk about this next week. This is going to be on probably next Wednesday show. I got a busy day next Wednesday. Not only am I doing the Joe Beamer show next Wednesday, I'm also on the air in St. Louis right after. So a lot of Joe Beamer talking. And we know what happened last time Joe Beamer talked for hours on end. You know, I lost my voice when I was gone on Friday. Hopefully, I don't lose my voice for the Thanksgiving Day weekend. But these Thanksgiving dinner to go, this was a big one in the USA Today, and how much you would spend on a pre-cooked Thanksgiving dinner, you know, because you see all the signs now. I saw Boston Market, which, by the way, is reopened. Boston Market next to the station, they have a big sign out, open for Thanksgiving, you know, get your dinner to go. It's very interesting. One year we did eat at Cracker Barrel for Thanksgiving, as my dad and I were driving down to the University of Virginia for the Virginia-Virginia Tech game one year. And we had our Thanksgiving dinner at a Cracker Barrel. And it was nice. I mean, the wait was 2.5 hours in Altoona, Pennsylvania. But it was nice. You know, I wouldn't do it every year. But I know people do. That's part of their traditions. And that's, you know, another thing I want to get into next week is people's traditions and what do you look forward to. You know mine, running in the turkey trot. And by the way, earlier this week, they had hit less than 800 spots remaining. I'm going to guess, and I don't have official word from the Y, I'm going to guess it's under 500 at this point. You know, and they cap it at 14,000. So if you miss the cap, you'll have to sign up for next year's. But if you're thinking of running the turkey trot, and I would say, and I don't get paid to say any of this, I have to pay full price to run in the race, I think it is the best start to Thanksgiving. Even if you're not a runner. I mean, there's so many people that just walk the turkey trot. Even if you're not a runner, you've got people on the street cheering you on. You got people handing out beer and adult beverages. The county executive sometimes is waving. I'm not saying that's a highlight. I just wanted to throw that in. Santa's there. And then afterwards, yeah, there's a big party at the convention center as it's dressed up for the world's largest disco. And there's free adult beverages. It's a really cool event. And I think it's the best way to kick off Thanksgiving. You know, I get down there. I take the bus from downtown to Delaware. I run the race. I usually see Leventhal. Hopefully we'll see Rush Hour this year. And then I get in the car and I go and be with the family for the rest of Thanksgiving. It's a great kickoff. And you don't feel as guilty when you're having turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie and all that great stuff that you have that you have on Thanksgiving. So we'll talk more about that. But again, if you were thinking of running the turkey trot, sign up this weekend, because it was under 800 on Tuesday. I'm guessing it's under 500 now. The price goes up after tomorrow. So now's the best time to sign up for the turkey trot. You get to run. You get adult beverages. You get to hear Tom Puckett. He hosts the whole thing. You hear him at the start and finish line. I'll be there. Rush Hour will be there. And if you're there, hopefully we run into each other. You see what I did? I made that same. You're going to hear that exact same joke Sunday on Hardline. But it's a great time. So I just, again, I don't get paid to say that. They don't give me anything, and that's fine. I love the event, and that's how passionate I am about it. Have a great weekend. You got no Bills game to stress over, since the Bills already played and lost. So enjoy your weekend. Don't forget, the Hallmark Bills movie premieres tomorrow night. I will not be able to watch the premiere because I'll be on my way back from Virginia Tech. But that is tomorrow night on Hallmark, so don't miss that. If you're looking for a local sporting event tonight, 7 o'clock on the ACC Network, the Niagara Purple Eagles take on the Duke Blue Devils. It's at Duke. Greg Paulus, the head coach of the Purple Eagles, former Duke basketball great, returns to Cameron Indoor Stadium. And, I mean, could you imagine if Niagara pulls the upset of upsets? But it's cool to see a Western New York college on the big stage. So go Purple Eagles. You be undefeated in basketball. Make sure you get to a game of theirs. And go Hokies. As they could knock off Miami this weekend. That'd be pretty cool. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you Sunday morning at 10 a.m. My guests will be Sean Lavin, Dave Leventhal, Nick Langworthy, and Kevin Hardwick. Tom Bowerly is up next. He is going to start your weekend in style. Don't touch that dial. I'll talk to you Sunday at 10. Go Hokies. Have a great weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.